Thinking about you've left your home country. You have your family, your friends, a lot of the work that you had back there in Iraq. Do you miss that? Or do you miss those people?
I think it's nobody. He doesn't miss his family or his child or his wife or his father, mom. Everybody, he miss his country first, you know, the family. I miss my country first, not my family. Second, I miss my family. Because in my country, I'm not a refugee. And many times we hear something very difficult when they told us, you are a refugee. It's true, we are a refugee. We don't say, I'm not a refugee, I'm not a citizen here. But also, we have more responsibility in this country. We look after the country like any citizen. My country is exactly, it was occupation 100 years ago, not just now. And my grandfather also, he didn't see any safe day or any day without war in Iraq or in Kurdish area. It's always, it's war and civilian war, or between Saddam or Kurdish or civilian war, or with the Turkish or with anyone. Everybody they know, maybe they hear about the Kurdish area, how it's now. It was in Turkey also that we have got part of Kurdistan in Kurdistan in Turkey, but they are not illegal to speak Kurdish. They haven't got TV, they haven't got media about Kurdish language, nothing at all. It's the last year or just a few months ago, they have got TV, and in the TV, they must translation immediately by Turkish language. We have got a rich country, we haven't got poor country. Our country is very rich, but unfortunately we haven't got a system, we haven't got a democracy, we have got a dictator, we have got empire in Iraq. They changed the dancing, but they didn't change the system. It's the same system and same killing, same terrorist in Iraq. It's true Saddam Hussein is gone, but who's coming in his place? Every people they know, and what is the situation in Iraq, every people they know. It's daily they kill more. It was 80 or 70 people they killed daily, but it's now more than 100 people they kill daily. It's civilian war between Shia and Sunni, but it's just secret hide. They didn't say in the media, but it's really civilian war, and it's Iraq exactly is on the border for civilian, big civilian war.